الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، أما بعد فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. On the day of Qiyamah, people will be enveloped, they will be covered in panic, anxiety, fear, there will be total confusion. And in this state of panic, in this state of confusion, they will run from person to person. مَاجَ النَّاسُ بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ Seeking out an intercessor, looking out for someone to protect them and save them from the punishment, from the anger of Allah Ta'ala. However, on the day of Qiyamah, يَوْمَ لَا تَجَزِي نَفْسٌ عَن نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا No soul shall be able to avail another in any way. وَلَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْهَا عَدَلٌ No amount of wealth, no ransom will be accepted on the day of Qiyamah. Once people realize that all hope seems lost, those individuals who were able to assist us in this worldly life, the wealthy, our family members, they are of no assistance on the day of Qiyamah. Then they will come to the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. فَيَأْتُونَ Adam, the first prophet, they will come to his Adam alayhi salam. فَيَقُولُونَ اشْفَعَ لِذُرِّيَّتِكَ They will plead to Adam, intercede on our behalf. You are our father, we are your progeny. Beg Allah Ta'ala to save us, to protect us. Adam alayhi salam will respond and he will say, لَسْتُ لَهَا I cannot assist you in any way today, each person for himself. وَلَكِنْ عَلَيْكُمْ بِإِبْرَاهِيمِ Go to Ibrahim. Try Ibrahim. فَإِنَّهُ خَلِيلُ اللَّهِ After all, he is the close friend of Allah Ta'ala. He is a prophet that occupies a very special rank in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. Go to him and people will come rushing to Ibrahim. They will ask Ibrahim to intercede on their behalf. Oh Ibrahim, intercede for us. Ibrahim alayhi salam will respond and he will say, لَسْتُ لَهَا Not even I can help you today. وَلَكِنْ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمُوسَى Go to Musa, فَإِنَّهُ كَلِيمُ اللَّهِ Musa is كَلِيمُ اللَّهِ He is that prophet who Allah Ta'ala has afforded the prestige of speaking directly to. Go to him, he might be able to assist you. They will come rushing to Musa alayhi salam with all aspirations that Musa alayhi salam would be able to intercede for them. Ya Musa ishba' lana, O Musa, intercede for us, intercede for us. Musa alayhi salam will respond in the same manner that Adam and Ibrahim responded. He will say, Lastu laha, each person for himself. I cannot help you today. Walakin alaykum bi'isa. Go to Isa, try Isa, فَإِنَّهُ رُوحُ اللَّهِ وَكَلِمَتُهُ Isa is Ruhullah and he is the word of Allah Ta'ala. He might be able to assist you. They will come to Isa, the request will be repeated. Oh Isa, intercede, intercede, ask Allah Ta'ala to save us. Isa alayhi salam will respond in the same manner that Adam, Ibrahim and Musa responded. He will say, I cannot help you today. Each person for himself. وَلَكِنْ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ However, I can direct you to someone. Go to Muhammad. He might be able to assist you. And this will be the last and final hope for people. They will come rushing to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Muhammad, ishfa' lana. O Muhammad, intercede for us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will respond and he will say, Ana laha. Yes, I will intercede. My intercession will be accepted. فَأَحْمَدُهُ بِمَحَامِدَ لا أقدر عليها الآن. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, at that moment, I will praise and glorify Allah Ta'ala with such words of praise, words that I have no idea what they will be. I have no idea what will those words of praise be. Allah Ta'ala will inspire me with these unique words of glorification. فَأَخِرُّ لَهُ سَاجِدًا I will fall into prostration before Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will then say, Ya Muhammad, irfa' ra'sak. O Muhammad, raise your head. قُلْ يُسْمَعْ لَكْ سَلْ تُعْطَهْ إِشْفَعْ تُشَفَّعْ Speak and you will be heard. Ask and you will be given. Intercede and your intercession will be accepted. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will respond with words that he repeated so often during his lifetime. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati, O Allah, my people are in Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala will say, O Muhammad, فَمَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالُ حَبَّةٍ مِّن بُرَّةٍ أَوْ شَعِيرَةٍ مِّن إِيمَانٍ فَأَخْرِجُ مِنْهَا Every person that has iman, which is equal to a grain of wheat or barley, remove those people from Jahannam. A huge amount of people will be taken out from Jahannam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go back a second time. فَأَحْمَدُهُ بِتِلْكَ الْمَحَامِدِ I will praise Allah Ta'ala with those very same words of praise, I will fall into prostration. Again, Allah Ta'ala will say, oh Muhammad, lift your head. Ask and will be given. Intercede and your intercession will be accepted. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will say, Ya Rabbi, Ummati, Ummati, my people, they are still of my people in Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala will then say, فَمَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالُ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ مِّنْ إِيمَانٍ فَأَخْرِجُ مِنْهَا. Go and remove every person who has faith, Iman, which is the amount of a mustard seed, that small amount of sincerity or fear of Allah Ta'ala that person might have had in his heart, go and remove all those people from Jahannam. A huge amount of people will be taken out of Jahannam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will not leave it at this. He will go back a third time. Let us pause here for a moment and just marvel at the love and concern that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had for us. Love and concern in this world, and a love that will extend all the way to the plains of reckoning in the year after. We should ask ourselves the question, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has this amount of love for us, what are we doing to reciprocate the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Do we put a concerted effort to follow the teachings of our Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Do we take our time on a daily basis to study the seerah, the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? The Prophet then says, I will come back a third time. I will again fall into prostration. Allah Ta'ala will say, intercede, your intercession will be accepted. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will say, oh Allah, my people, Allah Ta'ala will say, فَمَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ أَدْنَى 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 مِنْ مِثْقَالِ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ مِّنْ إِيمَانٍ فَأَخْرِجُهُ مِنْهَا. Oh Muhammad, that person who has the tiniest, the minutest, smallest grain or particle of Iman, go and remove those people from Jahannam as well. A huge amount of people will be taken out of Jahannam. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, ثُمَّ أَرْجِعُ فِي الرَّابِعَةِ. I will not even stop at that. I will go back a fourth time to Allah Ta'ala. However, on this occasion, the request will be slightly different. يَا رَبِّ إِذَنْ لِي فِي مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Oh Allah, allow me to save those people who have nothing to their credit but La ilaha illallah. The reciters and the believers of La ilaha illallah, oh Allah, allow me to remove them from Jahannam as well. Allah Ta'ala will respond and he will say, Ya Muhammad, laysa dhaka lak. Oh Muhammad, that is not for you. That is not for you, oh Muhammad. However, by my honor, bi'izzati wa kibriyai, by my honor, by my majesty, لَأُخْرِجَنَّ مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. That is for me, I will personally remove every reciter of La ilaha illallah. And in this manner, every believer who believes in La ilaha illallah will be removed from hellfire. They will be sent to the river of life, Nahrul Hayah. They will be washed, they will be cleansed until they are sparkling, they are glowing. Then they will be entered into Jannah. When they enter Jannah, they will proclaim and they will say, Ya Rabbana a'taytana ma lam tu'ati ahadan min al-alamin. You have given us such bounties and favors that you haven't given anyone in this entire world. They will be so amazed by what Allah Ta'ala has prepared for them. Allah Ta'ala will then say, you think this is all? Lakum indi afdal min hadha. I have something better. I have something better for you. They will say, oh Allah, can there be anything better than this? Allah Ta'ala will say, yes. رِضْوَانِي فَلَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. My eternal pleasure and happiness, I will never ever be displeased with you after today. So many lessons that we can take out from these beautiful ahadith. If we can just look at three before we conclude. The first important lesson we learn from this hadith, the value and the prestige of La ilaha illallah. The kalima La ilaha illallah is something which we should do whatever it takes to preserve and protect. If our belief is in order, through the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, we will be guaranteed an abode in Jannah. Number two, we see the love and concern that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had for us. And we should try to reciprocate this love by following Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, by making an effort to learn about his life. And number three, we are once again reminded of the limitless mercy of our Creator. The mercy of Allah Ta'ala is something which is unimaginable. No matter how sinful we might be, no matter how weak we might be, no matter how many sins we have fallen prey to, if we turn back to Allah Ta'ala, every single one of those sins will be forgiven. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ